And here on KBRB, let's get a state cross-country preview with one of the Ainsworth co-head coaches, and this is Trey Schleter, and the girls' Class D state championship in Kearney at 2:30, boys' Class D at 3:30, and Coach, you able to take the girls back again after a runner-up finish last year for the girls, and then you bring a boy, a freshman, Holden Beal. Let's talk a little bit about Holden and how he's progressed throughout the year for you.
Yeah, I knew from the beginning of the season that Holden was going to kind of be one of the boys that we were looking to push towards the end of the season, that he had the potential to be down at Kearney there come October. And we were talking before the meet last week, and he was sitting about 22nd in the district race. And so we had a plan all ironed out, and we knew who he had to run with and who he had to be in front of by the time he got to the line. And he just ran a phenomenal race on Thursday and came in that 13th place to get himself down to Kearney.
Yeah, and that's one of those things you look at throughout the year. You've ran against some of these teams about every meet, or at least two or three times, and know where they finish and things like that. And a chance for a youngster that says, you know what, hey, here's my chance to go. I'm not that far out. 15 go. I'm at 22. That means 7 more to beat.
Yeah, and it's a huge statement for Holden as a freshman, and really for the boys program, looking on down the road in future years, for us to be able to get a freshman down there to Kearney, just to show Holden, and then show some of the other boys on the team that, you know, we've got what it takes to get to Kearney. We've just got to get to that point of, you know, putting in the right amount of work and doing the little things the right way.
Well, the Ainsworth girls get back to the state cross-country meet by winning again the D3 district with 15 points. Some solid running by the Bulldogs. You'll put 5 in the top 17, 3 inside the top 10, 4 medals at district, Coach.
Yeah, we knew coming off of last year, bringing everybody back, that we were going to have a very strong team this year and a very, very good chance to make some noise down in Kearney. And then bringing in our freshman class, they've really helped out a lot throughout the meets this year. But we're just very happy with how they've been running lately, and you know, practice up to the state meet this week has been going well, and we've brought girls back from injuries throughout the season, and I just feel very good about the health of our runners right now going into Kearney.
You can take 5, score 3, going to be led by Catherine Kerrigan, one of your seniors. Kerrigan, 3-time medalist, looking for her 4th medal. Tell us a little bit about Catherine and her running throughout the years. Of course, your first year here as a head coach or co-head coach, but you've seen Catherine run throughout the years.
Yeah, Catherine is just a phenomenal runner, and she's really she's a huge key on this team as far as leadership goes, and leading the girls throughout all of our meets and really setting the pace for the field and giving our girls someone to push themselves against in practice and chase after in races. But looking for a 4th state medal here, and that just goes to show the kind of runner that Catherine is and how much work she puts into this sport.
Well, speaking of putting things in and how much you care for the sport, Tessa Barthel battling through some injuries off and on last year, this year, was not able to participate in the state cross-country meet last year for the Bulldogs, but battled through, and she's another senior and off to the state tournament with 11th place finish at district.
Yeah, Tessa's a senior that Coach Winters and I are probably going to miss a lot, just with her mentality towards cross country. She was, when she was injured here earlier this year, we were trying to cross train and limp through a couple weeks until we could figure out more what was going on. And she was just begging Coach Winters and I to let her go run with the girls. She didn't want to cross train. But, you know, we knew coming into the season that she had some injuries last year that didn't allow her to run late season, so it was our goal from the get-go to, you know, manage her injuries and get her to the point where she can run here with the rest of the team down at state.
Well, you have a couple of juniors, Presley and Gucci and Emma Kennedy. Kennedy medaled a couple years ago back in 21, 11th place finish. So another person coming back for the Dogs. That has brought home a state medal and knows the course well.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have as much experience as we do on the team, and Emma really adds to that. Pushing the girls in practice and very determined and knowing what her goals are and how she's going to go out and accomplish them. And I think that's rubbing off on some of the other girls as we're starting to wrap our minds around, you know, what we can do down at state. And, you know, Preston's been a really solid 5-4 all year. She's had some huge improvements as the year's gone on. And she's been really coming around these last couple weeks as far as, you know, just her running ability and, you know, where she's placing at in the meets. She's always been, you know, right on that line of meddling.
And then you bring in a freshman. Talk about trying to rebuild maybe after this year. Of course, we still have state cross country this year, but as you talked about some freshmen coming in, Kylie Orton continues to improve and better her time each meet going into state.
Yeah, Kylie has been huge, and at one point I was a little worried, you know, being a freshman in the length of this season and the teams that we compete against, how our legs were going to become late season here. But, you know, the last few meets she's been PRing and taking time off her personal best, and, you know, that's really showing to me that she's up and ready to go come Friday, and she's been great about pushing Emma in practice and in meets, so I think that's just going to help our team all the more.
Boy, I tell you what, this may be one of the most stacked girls state meet in history, but it always has come down to the last, you know, that last runner and maybe even the pusher that makes it, breaks the tie at state meet. It's usually 1, 2, 3, or 4 points that get you away from either getting a trophy or not getting a trophy. You have the likes of Crofton, who's coming in maybe as the favorite. You have Pender, you have Hemingford, you have Ainsworth. You have a lot of good teams coming up here, Coach, on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that we've kind of been watching here the last few weeks of how these last couple of meets are playing out for everybody. And, you know, last year when the girls got runner-up, it was at 1 point to Crofton, and 2 points behind them was third place. And it's looking like that's going to be even more so the case this year with, you know, those four teams you mentioned. And we've just got to make sure that we're doing all the little things right, you know, sleeping, eating right, taking care of ourselves leading up to it. And then really the hard part as a coach is you can only do so much from the sideline. You can't be out there helping them as they're running. But, you know, on Friday, I think it's going to really come down to who shows up to run that day with as tight as these numbers are figuring.
Girls Class D runs at 2:30, Boys Class D 3:30, Kearney Country Club. Coach, wish you and Coach Winters the best of luck, as well as your team members that are off to state cross country on Friday.
Thank you very much.